Welcome back. When we left, the handkerchiefs had been dispersed. The beginnings of fear were spreading from a small town, nay, let's say a cornfield. And our heroes were attempting to reveal the truth, or hide it, depending on which side of that truth they might live on. Welcome back to the Handkerchief Secret, : the Ghost Police. Join us now as we dive into the truth or away from it. Here we go. We open on a deserted diner. Sitting at a small table is Codename Agent Jerry. He has in front of him a tape machine. Clicks it to start.
This is day 47. Just as a quick reminder, I was sent to go on a date with Melinda, and have been stuck in the town that has been sectioned off. The town continues to go mad with their greatest fears. I have been on the run from a murderous Melinda for, at this point, 60 hours.
Honey,
would you like some more? Oh, Christine, I thought he was mine.
Oh, Florence, he's the only one in here tonight. It's an easy mistake to make.
Okay, I'll go clean the gutter.
Thank you. Young man, you need to put on that crucifix I gave you. The vampires will get you otherwise.
The vampires. Sure. Thank you so much.
And the giant
crucifix carved out of old fence posts. Thanks.
Man, and if King Kong comes back, I don't know what we're going to do. It's a scary time here.
I need a little help with the gutters. There's some gremlins stuck in them.
All right, Florence, I'll be right there.
You have both taken
to this. All right, thanks, sweetheart.
Nightmare scenario so well. How? You're so strong.
Oh, honey, we're married to attorneys.
So you fear nothing?
That's right, honey.
So you don't see any of these things. You, this might be the... Okay, he stands. I have to go out there. How do I cure us of our fears? Ugh!
Well, on your way out, do you mind helping Florence with the gutters? You're such a nice tall man.
Okay, I am terrified of goblins.
It's full of gremlins!
Florence, but the nice boy's gonna help you.
Oh, he's such a sweetheart.
15 minutes later, Agent Jerry is wrapping his hand up after it's been gnawed on by gremlins as he's getting them out of the gutter. He's walking down the
street. All right, thanks a lot. Goodbye.
Leave me. Good. Yes, bye. I'm sorry. Okay, bye.
As Jerry leaves, the two women are left behind and they take off their masks. Mr. President, that was very... Quaker, that was very convincing.
Well, you know, at Whittier College, I did 2 semesters of drama. I was in Thornton Wilder's Our Town, and they said that I was the best... extra that had ever been in a production of Our Town. But do you think he suspects about the handkerchiefs?
I doubt it. We are professionals here, and he really bought into the theory of
thank
the
God
greatest fears theory.
Thank God, thank God that you were able to get the Pentagon to install a recorder in that very small crucifix. I think that thing only weighs 3.5 pounds. What amazing for modern technology.
It is. So I mean, he completely ignored the sound when it like it's recording. So he's pretty dumb. So we're good.
Jerry walks down abandoned streets and finds the police department. And he heads in. Hello?
The police department on the outside is full of bullet holes. Part of it has been like torn off. It looks like it's part of a war zone.
Is there anyone here?
Identify yourself!
Are you
a communist? Are you now, or have you ever been a member of the Communist Party?
No, I have
Never, and I have definitely seen many communists in my fears around here, so I can't be one.
Well, everybody in Washington tells the truth, so I believe you. Come on in.
Hello, sir. My name is Jerry. I'm here to try and solve this problem. I think we need to just not be afraid of anything.
He said as he was giving him a business card that says said Jerry Carmichael in it.
Well, son, there's a lot to be afraid of in this world. And so that's why I own these guns. This is the only way you cannot be afraid. In order to not be afraid, you've got to let people know there's something bigger. Like, what really scares me is the war in Vietnam, or what's happening in Cambodia.
As he
says, my God, those Chinese people, the Chinese people.
Fires and palm trees appearing outside. Don't focus.
The door blast opens and the room is full of Chinese. They grab him the gun seller by the limbs. Take him away. The door closes.
Wow. That is a bad thing to be afraid of. That is, Okay, now I have a lot of guns. He was saying, have the guns, conquer the fears. Okay, and Jerry just starts grabbing guns. He's got them slung all over him. I'm going to give these to everyone, and I'm going to free us.
As he buckles the gun belt on, he notices tucked into it is what appears to be a simple white handkerchief. But it has some sort of weird glow to it.
Is this a tape recorder? Hello? Someone listening? I think it's a tape recorder.
As it comes in contact to his skin, suddenly Jerry is presented by his greatest fear.
Melinda, how'd you find me? Oh, God!
You son of a bitch, I'm gonna cut it off.
And he flees, still covered in weapons, but just too terrified to think that he might use them, and hurls himself further back into the police department, comes into a tiny room full of files, and slams the door.
Somebody taps on his shoulder. He turns around. It's Melinda.
Bursts out of the... As he bursts out this time, the handkerchief falls out of his hand and he flees down the hallway and leaps over another desk and is looking, and she's gone. Melinda? Huh.
Ring.
The phone is ringing incredibly far back in the police department. And so he has to, still full of weapons, run up to the
It's desk. Really loud, all the rattling of the guns.
These are very heavy. Hello, this is Agent IRI. My name's Jerry and I sell handkerchiefs. Who's this?
Donovan!
This is
Conference Go ahead. Call? Yes. We're both here.
Is the cornfield safe?
I haven't been to the cornfield in like 25 hours.
No. Listen carefully.
Yeah.
Is the cornfield safe? Okay, look, okay. Does the Volkswagen need a radiator?
The cornfield is overheating. Wait, I think I... Hold on. The crops are ready. The I'm sorry. This is the radiator is broken.
Okay, thank God. Don't get those mixed up. It'll trigger a nuclear strike.
Why would you... You get...
All right, this line is secure now.
I hate level 5 so much.
All right, go ahead. The line is secure.
It's not going well. The place is on fire. Was this the plan? Did you really intend for me to just struggle out here on my own? Chased by a woman who says
She's gonna do mutilation, and the wars are appearing everywhere. What do you want me to do?
Should we tell him the truth? Do you think he's ready? Can he handle it?
I think he's ready.
Well, what? You're here too?
No, I'm sorry. I was trying to just
wait. Are you making voices?
I'm making voices, okay? Because I feel betrayed by the people I trusted, and I'm upset.
All right, Donovan, you can trust the FBI.
Sure. That's the truth? That's what you...
Wait.
That's what...
Well, he doesn't... Oh, he's not level 6 yet.
No. He can only,
okay.
Welcome to level 6. Welcome to level 6. Congratulations. I'll put it in your pay grade now. Congratulations. That's
Yeah, write it down.
13 and a half cents an hour.
Yeah, you've been working for the FBI all along.
You know, I think I want to quit. I don't feel valued by you. And I think what I'm actually afraid of is a test that I can't pass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, keep talking.
So, goodbye. Your whole organization is awful.
Oh, wait a second. Can you it's all right, we got him. You can hang up. A helicopter lands right in front of the police station.
Jerry's fumbling with his weapons and can't get any of them out because he's just bound up in the... Get back!
A hood is thrown over Jerry's head and he's yanked into the helicopter, which then takes off. Bob, have we dealt with the problem? Is the handkerchief boy still an issue?
The handkerchief boy has been, let's say... He's been picked.
He's been picked. Excellent.
He's been picked.
Well, that's one more problem taken care of. Now we have to figure out what to do about the goddamn Washington Post.
It's full of hippies.
Every place is full of hippies. My God, this is not the world this used to be. Ever since they let a Kennedy get into politics, my God.
Ah, that's been your greatest regret ever since you were elected, sir. Let's do this. We still have access to the secret technology, right? The handkerchiefs, the ectoplasmic kinds.
Ah, don't talk about it here in the Oval Office. Use the code phrases. There's tapes everywhere, I know. I put them in.
The Oval Office is the only place that isn't tapped.
There's a knock at the door. And standing on the
Bob,
other side.
Bob, get the door.
All right.
There's a Mr. Felt here to see you. Mr. Felt? Does that mean anything to anybody?
No.
Yeah, send him in. This is
okay.
Hard.
Come on in.
Look, this is Felt from the FBI. He's the best thing we've got
you
against
you. You pair of idiots!
All right, look.
You fucking morons! Yeah, I'm talking to you, Dick. Why you look at me like that? Shut up! And you too, shut up! You didn't say anything, but shut up!
Felt places a huge file down on the desk in front of them both.
What do you want, Felt? You want money? You want women? You want...
I want justice.
You want some Chinese food? I learned how to cook some when I was...
It's the one thing you can't provide. Justice.
I can provide Chinese food. It's not a problem to provide Chinese food.
That's all you've been eating for the past 5 months. You're infatuated with that man.
Well, he's very charming. He's got a little mole right here and... I like what he's done with the place. China's very organized at the moment.
The people will know what you've been doing. But I have
no,
a counter offer.
There's a long tradition, and the office of the president is not accountable to the people of the United States of America. Secrets are the way a government is run.
You have two choices.
You can admit you've been controlling the people's minds with ghost goo, or
he picks up, takes like a tape that has like Watergate written on it.
You can admit you did this.
Felt, I trusted you above all else. I thought you were my ace in the hole against J. Edgar. And then you turn on me like this. You turn on the entire United States of America. What are you, some kind of communist?
Why do you think they call me Deep Throat?
I'm sorry I don't make the connection there.
And you'll never do that. You have 24 hours, Vic!
And he just leaves the room.
That evening, on the evening news.
Breaking news, folks. We have two breaking stories. One of them's not very significant. There's a town in total collapse. And more importantly, there's been a break-in at a hotel. Everyone seems to have noticed it. We can't seem to understand it. And it seems to be connected to the president himself. So that's all the news for today. Seems like we've got a big scandal on our hands. And we pray for the people in that town. Hope they get better. Thanks. Back to you with the weather, Jim.
Tomorrow, the weather's going to be real good.
The television clicks off as the president drops the remote to his side.
Well, Bob, might be the end of the road for us.
Well, at least we made history. But the people will never know how close they were to the certain death. You're a true hero, Mr. President.
They didn't trust me. They didn't trust me at all. I knew that by bringing back the fear of ghosts and goblins, of gremlins and werewolves, of creatures from the Black Lagoon, it would unite them against the communist threat and make them look at something else besides what we're doing here in Washington so that we can do our job in peace.
Don't you see it? They are united against you. You got what you wanted.
I should have gone into the music business, Bob. I knew from that first day in Whittier, California, at Whittier College, I knew when I saw them boys out there in their a cappella rock band, I knew music was the direction I should have gone. But I felt a calling to lead this nation to greater things. No one will ever know what I've sacrificed.
You would have made a wonderful rapper.
That's it for Act 2, the final act of The Handkerchief Secret. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you get updates when our next episode comes out. Super excited. Moving down the line in history episodes, we're going into not that much further, the 80s, for a nice little 80s romp. A teen kid 80s romp. It's going to be loads of fun. Also, make sure you follow Mac on Facebook so you can catch us when we go live. We made this episode live, and there's a pre-show discussion, a mid-show discussion, an after-show discussion that you can find there. So, check that out. Hope you're all staying safe out there, and see you next time.